This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is with us live this morning on WBEN. And Dave, I want to start with Newark Airport. The air traffic control situation there, a controller offering a pretty damning assessment saying it is not safe, don't fly into Newark. Now, for the Trump administration and transportation department, this is a major problem. Air traffic controllers taking medical leave, the shortages causing some severe disruptions and delays, and they think it's going to get worse as we get into summer.
Yeah, a huge problem, Susan, and reminiscent of what we're dealing with here in Washington, D.C. at Reagan National Airport, where there have been, of course, a horrific crash that happened several weeks ago, and other incidents, too. Two planes clipped wings while on the ground with members of Congress in the plane, so you can imagine how they felt about all of this. And you have lawmakers, both on the right and the left, being outraged and apoplectic at the situation, not only here in D.C., but in places like Newark and around the country, where they just don't feel as if there's enough staffing at many airports and in airport towers. And also, too, that the U.S. Army, for example, is not doing its job to keep the skies safe by having military plane and helicopter incursions, particularly here in D.C., Senator Ted Cruz of Texas being among some of the most outspoken. So there is a bit of a reckoning that is happening right now on Capitol Hill, and questions are being asked and demands for answers as to what the Trump administration is going to do to make sure that the skies are safe. I should note in all of this that air travel is still the safest way to travel, and it's likely that you are in much more danger just driving your car to work than flying on an airplane.
I mean, it's one of these things. It's kind of strange how it becomes this political point. And, you know, on a smaller level, mostly a state level, you know, we've gone through similar things here in the past few years, talking about nurses and shortages in hospital staffing, talking about staffing at prisons here in New York just a couple of months ago. And now the skies, you know, on one point it is, well, what can you do to make this an attractive career? At the other thing you could say, though, is yeah, you can't force anybody to want to be an air traffic controller or anything, you know, anything at all.
No, you can't, but you can incentivize it like you can many things. And that's one question that Republicans and Democrats both on Capitol Hill are going to have to wrestle with the new budget bill that is being debated and potentially could be imperiled here in Washington, the funding levels for the FAA. Is it going to comport with the cuts that the Trump administration wants to have across the government, including at places like the FAA? So there could be some serious pushback that this would be one of those government agencies that instead of taking money away from it and taking resources away from it in the name of slimming down the government, that they actually want to go in the opposite direction in the name of safety. That's quite a push and pull that they have before them, but it's an issue that Americans obviously care about and one that is incredibly high profile because a lot of people fly and they want to make sure that when they get on a plane that they don't have anything to worry about except getting to their destination and doing so safely.
right. On the immigration front, Dave, the White House is offering undocumented immigrants an incentive to leave the country.
Yeah, they are. And whether this is taken up by anyone remains to be seen. It's likely that it's not. I mean, right now you have people who are undocumented in the country, who are here in the United States illegally, doing everything that they can to avoid interactions with the government. And most people who are here and don't have documentation and are here illegally one way or another, they want to stay here, and they don't. They have lives, they have families, they have jobs. They, in many cases, pay taxes, and the last thing that they want to do is take $1,000 and get a plane ticket to go back to a place where they have no economic future. So, this seems to be a non-starter for most of the folks who would be affected, even though it might score some political PR points, and maybe you have a few takers. But that seems to be just one of a basket of different options that Donald Trump is exercising right now on the immigration front, and one that's much more a carrot than the sticks that we've become accustomed to.
Another one of the president's big ideas, reopening Alcatraz. Dave, it reminds me a lot of when my mom threatened to send me to Father Baker's, but she didn't really have the money to reopen the facility. Might the same be true here?
If you're a Buffalonian and didn't get threatened to go to Father Baker's when you were a kid growing up in the 80s or 90s, I don't know what happened there, but I certainly was there. It's a high profile idea. Everyone has seen the movie The Rock. You've probably visited Alcatraz if you've ever been to San Francisco or seen it from the shore. So it makes for a great headline. But there are some major logistical issues to doing that. It hasn't been open in 60 years. It's a tourist attraction right now. You'd be looking at massive major investments, and the reality of that actually happening is quite removed at this point from Donald Trump saying that he would like to have that happen. So don't expect it in 2025, 2026, or anytime soon to become a reality.
Is there a dollar figure on what it would take to bring it back?
If there is, I don't know it. And it would likely be significant because, I mean, you're looking at, in essence, taking something that is in no way, shape, or form a functioning prison facility and turning it into exactly that, say nothing of all the modernizations that would have to happen and just the logistics of staffing it and getting people there and getting it up and running. I would imagine, just based on other prison facilities around the country, that you are looking at hundreds of millions of dollars potentially for an endeavor of that sort, all said and done.
Start the fundraising campaign, I guess. Dave, thank you. Dave Leventhal joining us, a Washington insider.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.